Snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried. Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go. It's funny how some distance makes everything seem small.
God, is this song almost over yet? Alright, I can't take any more of that. That song was brought to you by one of my daughter's friends, a.k.a. my biggest fan. Yeah, it's a weird story right there. Alexis, if you're listening, hi. And you should probably tune off now. And tell your parents to do a better job raising you. Not listening to some JAG TV. What's up, boys and girls? I don't have pig lips, thank you. And I never mute. I never do. I was on the same page as you, Jedi Master. Alright, I want to start off by saying, patreon.com/prankcallnation. Just do it. But, if you hate the dirty motherfuckers that are in Prank Call Nation for whatever reason, and you just love me, I have my own Patreon. Voice cracks and all. It's patreon.com/JAGTV. I'm trying to save up for a $20 game, Outlast, where, I don't know, I'm kind of hoping I don't get this goal, but I don't know if I do or not. If I get $20, I'm going to get Outlast, and I'm going to do a Let's Play of it on YouTube. And if you know me, I get scared playing Minecraft. I am a pussy when it comes to these kind of games. I'm posting the... Oops, that's the YouTube video. I'm not sure what that YouTube video is, too. Let me see. I just gave you guys a YouTube video. Oh, it's that first song I played right on. I was hoping it wasn't anything embarrassing. There's my Patreon. If you just want to donate, $1 a month, that'd be sweet. You know? If you want to donate straight to my PayPal, jagtv@yahoo.com. And you can help scare the shit out of me. Right on. So I don't have any plans, like always. I know I need to call Roosevelt. I buy drugs with it. Yes. I need to call Roosevelt, and I need to call Mrs. Majaya. Majaya? The girl who said, shut the fuck up. Just shut up. Gonna call Roosevelt real quick. No, everyone donate. What if I donate part of the UN budget, like a few million? Oh, you know, I'll just buy a few Outlasts. And I'll play each one. I was making $10 a month, but I couldn't figure it out. I'm not going to say this person's name, but he's a cool dude. Yeah, I'm going to buy Star Wars toys. I think he was getting frustrated and he stopped donating, so I'm only making $1 now. Which I love that dollar. I rub that dollar all over my body. So yeah, donate today. And also donate to Patreon. You know, I already told you. The phone, Prank Call Nation, I already told you all that. Arby has a Patreon. Laugh Track Matt has a Patreon. Donate to them. No, I'm just kidding. Donate to me only. And I'm calling Roosevelt. If you know Roosevelt, he thinks that I'm his friend Sam. It's a bizarre story.
Hi, you're Rick Roosevelt Robinson. I'm unavailable to come to the phone right now. Can you please leave your name, number, and a brief message? I will get back to you at my earliest convenience. Thank you. Have a good day.
What's up, bud? It's Sam. I didn't get a chance to call you back. I'm assuming you're working, so hit me up, man. Me and Sam Smith want to know what you're doing. I found out where I was. I'll call you back later, and maybe we can talk about that. Oh, God. Hold on. Yo Bob's calling me. Hold on, Roosevelt. Hold on. Yo Bob's calling me. Hey, yo, Bob.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Bye, Roosevelt. Hi, what's up? What's up?
Roosevelt?
I was in the middle of a prank call, and I kind of just brought you into it.
I'm in?
You're in.
I'm in the prank call?
Well, not anymore. I hung up on him, but...
I see Jesus.
You see myths?
I'm a believer now. I see Jesus.
Oh, right on, man. Right on. So what's up?
A miracle. He's walking on water.
I'm taking you off a speaker real quick. Hold on, boys.
What's up? You're off speaker. They can't hear you. The people. What's up? A show. Yeah, you want to hop on for a while? Nude cam show, that's right. Right. Yeah, I just started. I'll probably be about an hour. Yeah? Hop on, yo. You don't think you'll be home? Okay. Yeah, if you can't get on, then we'll do something after. Alright, right on. Hey, he says yo, Bob. Okay, yeah. Just yo, Bob. Alright, I'll talk to you later. Bye. Patreon.com/JagTV. This is the kind of entertainment that you get. I ignore you guys and talk on the phone. Yo, Bob might get on later. If not, or later, as in, like, in a little while. If not, it's just going to be me. If anyone tries to call in, I'm going to, number one, ignore your call. And then, number two, I'm going to type in text a bunch of carrots to make up a fuck you sign. And then I'm going to send it to that person. Or I might let you on for a second. I don't know. It depends. I like solo shows. They're more fun for me. I don't know. I don't know why. It used to be the opposite. I don't know. I love everyone to death. But, you know, it's sort of like when you're jerking off, you're by yourself, you don't have to please anybody but yourself. It's like, oh yeah, that's great. But when you get a woman involved, it just gets too annoying and you have to please that bitch too. Alright, we're calling Shut Up Lady. That was a terrible, you know. See a Jedi Master. Analogy. Thanks, Morgan. Carl Sanders takes masturbation seriously. We're about to hear my voicemail. I laugh every time. Yeah, Roosevelt, Teddy. Teddy Roosevelt. You can join me in the shower.
Hey, I'm Jose's mom. I answer his phone for some reason. Shut up! Oh my god, just shut up. Shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up. Fuck, shut the fuck up.
That's exactly how she sounds.
Jason David Frank, any of you losers calling, it's fucking lawsuit time.
Shout out to Sloth.
Fuck you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Oh, shit. Hey, what's up, Jason David Frank? I was just trying to kickbox your ass. Just giving you a call. You know what I'm saying? You sort of sound like me in that voicemail that you got, but that's all right, man. And shut up. Just shut up. Shut the fuck up. All right, see ya. Let's see. I'm about to give a shout-out to somebody. Who is it? Joshatron1205 wants to be my friend. Yeah, I'll let him be my friend. Is that one of you guys? Or is that... That might be someone from Facebook. Do that voice again, Jag. Hey, what's up, motherfuckers? What you doing? I've been working on it. Just call me Onage Pranks 2. Alright, Logan Wolf. I
for some reason I still have his number saved. I don't know why. It's with Roosevelt and it's with Shut Up Lady. I never had the pleasure to prank call with Dialer. No, I'm just kidding. He hasn't had the pleasure to call with me. Right.
Hello?
Hey, Lone Wolf. What's going on?
Not much.
Hey, do you know why you're on the same list with Roosevelt and Shut Up Lady? Did I ever call you before? No. Do you remember me?
No.
No? I don't know why you're on that list. I mean, you don't sound very funny. No offense. You may be a great guy. I don't know why. I don't know.
What?
I don't know why you're on the list with them, man.
What list?
Oh, you know, the Nova's throwaway list.
The what?
Nova's throwaway list. For some reason, I didn't delete your number. I saved it. You must have talked to me before, right?
I don't think so.
This is Logan, a.k.a. Lone Wolf, right? Oh, that says Woff. I thought that said Wolf. Whoops.
No. All
right, I don't know why you're on here then. But, you wanna call a Lily Torres with me? Find out why she's on the list too?
No, I'm good.
No, it's a rhetorical question. You know, I'm dialing it right now. You know what I mean? Yeah, I just want to know why you guys are, you know. Maybe you guys know each other.
I don't think so.
You know, I don't know. Who the... Oh, that's Yo Bob outside of my house honking. Did you hear that, sir? I do that all the time. When I drive past Yo Bob's house, I just honk my horn as loud as I can. Do you do shit like that with your friends?
No.
No?
What?
What? You actually are really funny. I like you. You're a cool dude.
Huh?
Hey, Lily.
Yes?
Hey, how's it going? Do you know why you're on the list?
May I know who's calling me first?
Yeah, this is Logan Viator.
Who?
Logan. My name's Logan.
Logan.
Wait, what was that, man?
Okay.
Oh, God damn.
Is there someone else on the line?
Man. No.
I don't know.
Whoa.
Is there someone else on the line?
There's three people. Man, I was calling a Lily. I don't know who you are. But anyway, you're on Nova's list, and I wanted to know why. It's a very exclusive list.
Yeah.
A exclusive list for what?
Oh, you know, that party.
No, I don't know what party.
Oh, well, you're on Nova's throwaway list. It's called the throwaway party. What you do, you go by a window, and you have to defenestrate somebody. Do you know what defenestrate means, ma'am?
No.
It means to throw somebody out the window. It's not dangerous. We have a pool down below, but yeah, you need to defenestrate somebody. It sounds dirty and sexy, but it's not. It's actually quite dangerous.
Thank you. I'm not interested.
Oh, well, why are you on the list then? It's like the Fight Club. Once you're on the list, you can't get off the list.
I can, because I don't know who you are, and you added me, and I started calling his number back, and I know it's one of those stupid numbers.
It's not stupid.
Yes, you are, because I don't even have an idea why you're bothering me. And if you guys keep calling me, I'm going to have to report this number.
Fine, so I'll take you off the list. Oh, she didn't say yes. Should we call her back, Logan?
Yeah, I think so.
Right on. So what's up?
Oh, you know, just seeing where this goes.
I gotcha. The reason why you're on this list, I want to tell you before she answers, or maybe after, just in case. Yeah, she's not going to answer. You did this Jason David Frank contest, do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't a real contest.
Oh my God!
I wanted to tell you because you sound pretty awesome. I don't know why you were on this still. I'm gonna erase your number, but yeah, you're pretty awesome.
That's awesome. God damn, that's fucking awesome.
What's up, man? Where are you at?
Louisiana.
Louisiana. Oh, I'm in Ohio. So yeah, I wouldn't know you from there. But Yeah, if you want to check me out on YouTube, I'm JagTV. You probably never heard of that, but
okay.
I do some random calls or whatever. You seem like a cool dude.
Yeah, I'll definitely go check that out. Funny right shit.
Alrighty, man.
JagTV, you said?
JagTV, yes.
Alright, cool.
Alright, man. Have a good one.
Alright, you too, man. Later.
That guy's funny. Alright. I don't know, Neon. I don't know who Logan is. He was on the list for whatever reason. Drew Carey's in Ohio? Sick! Alright, let me see here. So yeah, I guess I'll take Lily off the list because I don't want to get this Skype number reported. That'd be a pretty shitty thing. White, Whiteolis, Asian Baristo. Sick! Copy. Tell him about, I should have told him about Patreon. Hey, if you like me, and you don't know me, give me all your money.
You have reached the voicemail box of 7.
Nope. Alright, let's see. Somebody wanted me to do a hang up the phone call, so I'll do one of those. I hate doing them because there's no way I'm going to get as good as a reaction as Arby's and the one that I did. But you never know until you try. Sort of like that Lifehouse song.
Please enjoy this Verizon ring back tone while
please
your party
no.
is reached.
Oh, motherfucker.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
The fuck you want? Hold on, guys. I gotta do something real quick. You're gonna hear silence real quick. Something's going on. Hold on, I'll be right back. Okay, so that was an emergency for no reason. If you receive a text message from your kid that says help, it's probably not a good idea to... She needed me to help her hang a stupid little light fixture thing. I was like, I can do that later. Okay. And I'm out of shape, so I'm like breathing heavily from running up two sets of stairs. I need to start running again. Okay, Carmella Apple, please call me. Right on. Ooh! Ooh! Ooh, I forgot! I'm excited! Shout out to RBCP for this. If anyone wants to request a prank, you can now. Let me type this out. JagTV at PRANK prank. Allnation.com. You can now send your prank requests. I don't know. I can't speak for the others. I can speak for me, and I can speak for Trainwreck. We have our own emails now. You can send us prank requests. Send the person's name. request to quest again. You're right. You can send the person's name, a little bit of information, and their phone number, and I will call them. It'll be fun. And an idea, if you want me to do a hang-up-the-phone call, I will. If you want me to say that I'm going to shoot them, I will. Because that's a good idea. If you want me to bomb-threat them, I will. Just say so. Neon, send me your number. I'll call you at work. Just pretend to be like, hello, how can I help you? Hey, fuck this company! They fucked me up! Hey, hang up the phone real quick, please.
Okay.
Hang it up. I don't have all day. I hate it when they obey me. That's no fun. Yeah, I have my email open right now if any of you want to send one. And Arby sent me an email, but it went into my spam folder, so I don't know why it did that, but oh well, you know what they say. Alright, I need to start erasing people from this list. Okay, Oscar Orleans. I guess that didn't really count as a hang up the phone, because they just obeyed. Obey the cactus, right? Neon is the one who set her.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The number you dialed has been changed.
Oh, extreme. I love that. Alright, Travis Trickle Trav Hall? Travis Trickle Trav. What? Alright, anyway. I guess we're calling Travis Trickle Trav. Oh, so I'm elbow deep in Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. It came out for the 360 yesterday. It was only $4 or $5. And I remember that game from my childhood. The graphics are shitty. They didn't do any improvement on it, but it has achievements now, so you know I'm up in that. Mm-hmm. I'm checking my spam folder. I keep getting messages from Adrina Foster. She says, I look handsome. She's 21. Her eye color is light blue.
You have reached the voicemail box of...
Her hair is brown. Her height is 5'6". She has B-sized tits. And then she sent me another one saying, push me and then touch me, baby. She sent us another one, call on me, baby. Whew, I guess I am finally getting a girlfriend. Cool. Do people have it, bought it already? Team Oreo is online and wants friends to play Grand Theft Auto 5. I would. But, you know. Alright, so Travis Trickle Trav didn't answer. Clint Stevens? Oh, Clint. Clint Stevens. His phone number's all the way over here. He sent his email as well. Sick. I'm gonna call him Clit. What's up, Clit? I'm gonna do the hard T like I do. Clit. Tabachi's calling me. I gotta send him that text. The fuck you finger. The text, like I said at the beginning of the show. Hold on, let me find it. Where is it?
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging.
You know I'm all about that. Gay. Is this it? Here it is, the fuck you finger. Control copy. And where's Tabachi? Here he is. Here it is for you guys. That's not what I was thinking of. I was thinking of like the huge like 10-line text with the middle finger. But that works, I guess. Okay. So Clit didn't answer. Which I'm sad about that. Let's see what Tabachi says. New voicemail. Let's play it. It's That's a interesting voicemail.
Oh, hey there, man. This is Mr. Tabachi Hibachi. I thought a show was going on right now. I guess not. So, yeah. Bye.
I just sent him, no show. What are you talking about? All right. Mark A. Olivares. Nice. Nice! Copy. Paste. Jag the Magic Dragon. You want a ring or... Nah. Come on, Olivera.
The number or
call. Hey, Arby, what's Mrs. Cotton's number? I want to call her. I love her. I'm a huge fan. All right, D. Anthony Hudson. Whose name is D. Anthony? Why not just Anthony? Does it have to have a D in it? Shit. What's wrong with your internet, Morgan? A black person.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, D. Anthony?
What's up?
Hey, I have a question.
Okay.
Why isn't your name just Anthony? What's the purpose of the D in it, you know?
I don't care.
It's kind of fucking retarded, you know?
Yeah, I know. Anyway.
Why is it there?
Why not?
Ah, good point. Milkman just entered the chat room. I didn't know he was a mod. Did you know he was a mod, D. Anthony?
Who?
Milkman.
No.
You're no fun. You don't argue at me or yell at me or scream.
Am I supposed to?
Yeah. I just called your name fucking retarded. You're supposed to call me a white boy ass motherfucker.
Well, that didn't happen, so.
Oh well. Well, this is Jason David Frank. You won the contest. What's going on?
What contest?
The Jason David Frank contest that you entered?
Oh, which one?
Oh, I don't know. It was like last Xmas. You remember?
Nope.
Nope. Alright. God bless. That guy was... You couldn't hear him, and he was annoying and boring, and not angry. He probably wasn't even black. He sounded black at first. I'm such a jag.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 9-3.
Eddie, I'm not connected to Sloth's caller machine, so I can't do the cool voices. I could, but then here's what you hear. You hear sound voices. Beep, boop, beep. Oh, okay. You don't hear nothing. Oh, because I'm not in a call. That's why. Yeah, you would hear me and the voice. It's just annoying. All right, so homeboy Tyler Minton didn't answer. Let's try Sheena Michelle. Am I almost done with Nova's list? No, I have so many. Nova is the best. He's responsible for the last maybe 20 shows that I've done, and probably 20 more in the future. That's alright, Sloth. I'll just use my normal boring voice.
Hello?
Hey, how's it going, Mrs. Michelle?
Who?
This isn't Sheena?
Who is this?
Oh, this is Dim Bulb. Who is this?
This is Sheena.
Yeah.
Do I know you?
Yes, how's it going?
I don't know who you are.
Dimbulb Akabe. You remember me from high school?
No, I don't. I don't know how you got this number.
Oh, I was the little black kid sitting in the back. Nobody would like to play with me. You know, in high school.
No, I don't know who you are.
I was the guy with the crew cut hair.
Sorry, I don't know who you are, but you need to stop calling.
I was the one, what do you mean I called one time? I was the one who threw the chair at the teacher. Hello? Huh. Let's call one more time. Do it for the boys! Hey. Huh. She picked up and hung up. Dimbulb Akabe. That's a good person. Is that racist? Mac Gonzalez. These Jason David Frank people have some weird-ass names. Mac Gonzalez. I guess not. Mac's not really... Just the way it's spelled, I think, is the weird part.
Please leave your message for...
Alright. What's that TV show, Imaginary House of Mystical Friends, with that blue character and that giant walrus? What is that House of Imaginary Friends? Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends, that's what it is. That kid's name was Mac. It's spelled M-A-C. That's the weird part.
Please leave your message.
What's going on?
Please leave your message for...
That's cool. Alright. Joey Olson is the person I already tried to call. Hunter, oops, what happened? Oh, hell. Stop it. Okay, this is unbearable. This retard posted, I'm apologizing for using that one. Son of a bitch, man! This idiot posted like a paragraph long thing every time, alright, fuck you. Every time I try to copy his number, it sends me back to the beginning. Because he posted a long ass piece of shit that I can't copy, just the phone number. So I had to delete everything. Here's the phone number, finally. Holy shit. Okay. There we go. What's his name? I'm gonna call him fucking asshole. Hunter Shaling. Hi, Jacent. Able to put up his...
It's Colby. Got my voicemail. Give me a message.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Fuck you, you sick fuck. Why do you type so much? Stop typing so much. I can't even copy and paste the damn number, you motherfucker. Bye. Okay. Evan bangs. Ooh, he bangs. Let's see. An awesome Xmas present. I love that guy. I don't think he believes in Christmas either. Would be a phone call from Childhood Hero, please. Ooh. Poor guy, it never happened. Nice. This just in, Ender 2070 looks like Eminem. What time is tonight's show? Tonight's show is on now. But if you mean Dwight, his is on, I think, at 10 Eastern.
Your call has been forwarded.
That'd be great if nobody could answer. Blaze. Who's there? Oh shit, I need to plug my phone back in. Hello? sit there for, and not say anything forever? That's cool. Alright, whatever. Fuck that weirdo. I need... Oh, never mind. I thought you needed to put your social security number to get Patreon, but I think it was just a scam. So I'm a retard, so if anyone asks for my social security number and say it's important, I'll probably give it to you. Neon like BJ. That's hilarious. I'll ask for Andrew. Because this motherfucker's not going to answer. Oh my god, what? Are you going out tonight? You just called me.
You have reached it, that's pretty.
I'm pretty sure she's ignoring you, Enter. If anyone sent in a prank request, I did not receive it. I don't know if anyone did, but just saying. So, gotcha.
You have reached it up.
Eh, he ain't gonna answer. Okay, I think I already called bitch face over here. Jennifer Ann Jones. Copy. Someone remind me to call Roosevelt back. I need to call Roosevelt back. That motherfucker. I'm developing like a whole persona for the Sam person.
Hello?
Hey, what's up? Jennifer?
Who is this?
Hey, what's up?
Who?
You just want to say hi first, or you just want to get right into business? I see. This is John. What's going on?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
What's up?
John who?
John Johnson.
Okay.
That's my stage name.
Okay.
You remember me at all, or nah?
No, I know a Don Johnson.
A Don Johnson?
That's a joke.
I know.
Okay.
It was hilarious.
Uh-huh.
So how's it going?
Okay, good. Okay, what's going on?
All right, here's the story. Ever since I was 5 years old, and you used to live near me, I was building up the courage to ask you out. It took
really?
Us long. Yeah.
Okay. I'm married, but okay, go ahead.
What? When? when did you get married?
This year.
George says I'm too young to know who Don Johnson is. Yeah, he's right. I don't know. I'm too young.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait, how young are you? I thought you were my age.
How old are you?
No, I was saying, how young are you? It's the polite way. I'm 20.
How young? What?
Yeah.
There's no way you know who I am.
What? How young are you?
32.
No, that's not that bad. That's like
10. Oh, really? Not that bad.
That's 12 years.
You can't even drink yet.
I can, but I don't. I don't drink alcohol or do any recreational drugs. Because I'm a Christian.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. God's not real. But,
hey!
What? Oh, I'm sorry. I don't want to offend you.
Okay.
Don't let your husband know that we're having this much fun.
Oh, jeez.
What?
How did you even get this number?
Oh, it was in my contacts. I told you. It's been too long.
Hmm.
Oh, and I, how much do you weigh? I have to ask that as
well. Oh, my. Why do you have to ask that?
Because I'm building a portfolio.
For?
That totally makes sense, you know?
Yeah.
Especially
since I'm married, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes marriages don't last.
Well, mine's going to, so.
Why is it, why do you figure?
Because we're going to defy the odds.
Oh, that's good. We need to see more people like that, for real.
I know.
That's why I made a pact. I'm never getting married, damn it. Well, unless...
You can always marry yourself.
Except for you. I'll marry you.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Now, what is it that you're calling for?
What's so funny? Why are you laughing at me?
I don't even know who you are. John Johnson. That's very common.
Yeah, I'm here to sweep you off your feet.
Yeah. Okay. MMA fighters do that to each other all the time.
Well, I mean, I'm not into that spousal abuse, you know? I wouldn't hit you.
Okay.
I don't do that kind of thing.
Okay.
You know,
as far as I know.
No. You know, that feminism, you know what I mean? I'm about that, you know?
You're a feminist?
Yeah, I like to say feminist. They're strong, smart, and independent until things get a little bit difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I support it.
Okay.
So how who was he? Why did you choose him over me?
Okay, first of all, I've never met a John Johnson in my life.
Well, I never talked to you.
Why?
I was too scared. I told you I was building up courage to come and ask you.
And where was this location at where we lived by each other?
It was near that one street, you know, by the school.
Yeah.
I was near the school.
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one?
I don't remember. It was a long time ago.
Which school? What was the name of the school?
I can't remember. I didn't go to that school. Well, I didn't, like...
You're probably in daycare.
I didn't
being 20 and all.
I didn't learn at that school. I just hung out at the playground.
Yeah, sure. Recreationally.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So do you remember me at all?
No.
What?
Are you just, like, dialing random numbers? Really?
You were on. You remember signing up for a contest for Jason David Frank?
What?
Jason David Frank contest? Do you remember at all?
No.
No, it was like last Xmas.
Last Xmas, huh?
Yes.
A contest for what?
I don't know. It's a fake contest for Jason David Frank. You must have signed up for it or something. Do you remember that at all?
No.
Well, that's what happened. That's how I got your phone number. I'm a prank caller. I'm a weirdo. I make YouTube videos. But you're too funny. I couldn't keep a straight face.
A prank caller, John Johnson.
My name's not John, it's Jag.
Jag?
Yes.
Like a Navy guy?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Jag Johnson.
Jag TV.
Okay.
Yeah, just...
Okay, if I entered a contest, okay, I'm just going to try to go with the flow here. How would you get my number?
This isn't a prank call anymore. This is real talk. You entered some sort of contest.
Keeping it 100, huh?
Yeah. You got to remember I'm 20, so I don't understand these jokes.
No? Okay. Over your head.
I don't get out much.
I guess not.
As you can tell. Hey, I only weigh 190? I'm pretty big, actually, but... I'm 6 foot 190. That's not bad, you know.
What?
Yeah, it's not that bad.
You don't eat McDonald's? None of that junk?
I do, but I run. I run a lot.
You're always running from the cops?
Yeah, I don't drink. I don't drink, so I have time to run from the cops, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was that school's name again?
You know.
No. Jason David Frank High?
Yeah, exactly.
JDFH.
So this call was pretty funny. Would you mind if I put it on YouTube? I'd give you the link and everything. You could check it out. I wouldn't put your name.
Shut up.
I wouldn't put your name or anything.
Jesus.
It was pretty funny.
Jesus didn't tap.
Oh my god.
But then again, you don't believe so.
I don't bash it though, you know.
No.
Hey, you want to check out my channel and subscribe? You and your new husband. That motherfucker. I should have had you, damn it. I should have just went for it.
Yeah.
Right on. It's
how did you get this number?
It was the contest. I don't know. Someone signed up your number. I don't know if it was you or not. But Jennifer, right? I can't remember. I deleted the number already.
Sure.
Okay.
It's not in the redial.
No. I'm not a motherfucker like that.
Okay.
Right on. So you want right? Just search JAG TV. You'll be able to find it pretty easily.
Is that two G's?
Nope, just one.
I couldn't afford the second G.
No. Who's that in the background? Tell them to subscribe too.
That's my daughter.
Tell her to subscribe.
No.
Is she 20?
No.
21?
No. I told you I'm 32 years old. How would I have a 21-year-old?
You know, I'm not the smartest person.
Yeah. I started young.
Wait. Daughter, you just got married. That's against the Bible.
Yeah. I know.
You're an awful person.
No. No.
That was funny. Thanks. You made me laugh more than I made you laugh, I have a feeling. Well, I don't know about that, actually, but...
Yeah, listen to it back.
For real. Alright, thanks for being awesome, and don't enter any more contests, alright? Or else you get weird shit happening like this.
I really don't know how you got my number.
It was a long time ago. Wait, actually, hold on. It's either... You either entered a Jason David Frank contest, or you wanted free video games or something like that. One of those.
It just gives you the number, or you just pick randomly whoever you want to call.
Oh, it's, I don't know. It's not mine. It's one of my friends. He gave it to me. Did your kid play video games or something that you would get off Craigslist? I don't know.
No. Don't fuck with Craigslist. I'm sorry. Am I allowed to curse on your YouTube channel?
Well, fuck no.
What the fuck?
Wait, are you cussing around your kid? That's terrible.
Oh, well. Worst shit has happened.
Yeah, true that. I'm the same way. All right, I gotta let you go. But yeah, just write down my name. You're pretty awesome, you know?
Yeah, JAG. JAG TV, right?
Right.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Carl Sanders wants you to do a call. You want to do a call with me real quick?
What?
You want to do a call real quick? We can call someone else who entered the contest.
And then what happens? They act all like I did, all confused. And
no, they usually get angry at me, or they don't know what's going on.
Are you going to three-way this call?
Yeah.
Okay, do you just want me to listen?
It's up to you. You can be a part of it or listen, whatever.
I'll listen to it.
Okay. Person's name is Siren Alabaster. You're like the only person on here with a normal name.
Hello?
Hey, is this Siren Alabaster? Or some weird shit like that?
Who is this?
Hey, don't worry about who this is. Hang up. You hang up the phone.
Kill yourself, you fucking pussy.
Oh, take that back. Just hang up the phone, because I told you to. That's right, hang up. Wow, that was extreme.
That was fast.
Jeez. All right, we're going to call one more time. That's like, I never get threatened like that. Jesus. Kill yourself, motherfucker.
That's number three.
I didn't even say anything that bad. I just said some weird shit.
Look, bitch, I'm going to hurt you, okay?
Hang up the phone. You won't hang it up.
I can't fucking kill you.
Hang up the phone, pussy.
Faggot.
Just hang it up. Yeah, they get a little angry at me.
Maybe you just woke him up.
I don't know. I just said he has a weird name, and then he got all offensive. Now I'm
sick. Well, how do you think Jason David Frank feels about having three first names?
That is true. It was funny. Me and a few buddies, we called where a hotel he was staying at, and we got to his room, and we talked to him. And he was like, at the end, he was like, he just screamed at us. He was like, "Losers!" And I was like, "Jeez." But yeah, it was pretty funny.
What do you say, Mr. Red Ranger was better?
Well, I mean, everyone loves the Pink Ranger, right? I don't even watch the show, and I know that she's hot or whatever.
Are you heard?
I have heard. I don't know.
Well, the yellow one, you can't really, she died, so.
Oh, spoiler.
Yeah, spoiler alert, sorry.
Right.
You should get the DVD off of Craigslist.
Right. I don't fuck with Craigslist. From wise words from old high school. What did I say? High school.
Old.
No, I was gonna say an old high school sweetheart, but it was before high school. I said I was 5 years old, right?
You said I was sweet.
True.
I'm a bitter old lady.
Same. All right. What are you gonna search on YouTube later?
JDF.
No. Close.
What's my favorite radio station? Isn't that what we're gonna say?
No, this isn't a radio station. I wish. I'm not KDK.
What? KDK?
No, don't worry about that, motherfucker.
Uh-oh.
Alright, thanks for being awesome. I gotta let you go.
Alright.
Make sure
the one that got away.
Yep, look. If you weren't married,
Yeah, I would.
you could marry a 20-year-old.
Yeah, okay. Right now, that doesn't even sound legal. You're so little.
Oh, it is.
All right.
Make sure to look me up, subscribe, send me a message, you know, all that.
All right.
Right on. Thanks for being awesome.
Good luck.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
That's hilarious. Ask if she smokes. She did sound like a smoker. Oh, for people who were just now joining me, that's the second time that's happened, where a prank call ends up being, I tell them because they're funny. I tell them, hey, you signed up for our JDF contest this long ago. This is just a prank call. That guy, Jesus, he... Kill yourself! Whoa! God. Okay. That was hilarious. I saved his number. I'm so sad that she's married. Ever since I was 5, I loved her. What time is it? How long have I been going on for? An hour, okay. I'll probably go on for another 10 minutes. Make it 8:30. Or wherever you are, something 30.
Hello?
Hey, Steven, what's up?
Who's this?
This is Jennifer, what's going on?
Who's this? Sorry about that.
Oh, Jennifer. This is
Jennifer.
This is Steven?
Yes.
Right on. What's going on, man?
How's it going?
Oh, not too bad.
Getting ready to head out.
Oh, where are you going?
Fucker Heights.
You're going to fuck what?
Dude, I think you got the wrong number, man.
I don't think so. This is Jennifer. What's up?
I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. Jennifer, that's a girl's name. No, it's not, motherfucker. It can be a guy's name, too, all right? I got that shit my whole life. God damn it. Motherfucker. So where are you going?
I mean, I have no idea who you are, though.
My name is Jennifer. Hello? All right. I guess he was sexist. Adam Williams. Hey, I'm gonna say, oh, you'll see. Adam Williams. I need to read the chat more. Carl's coming up with some funny ideas. Hey, Stinky. Ask for goblets. Yes. Damn it, I was going to say I'm sorry for your loss of the Robin Williams, but oh well. Damn it, I just talked to a, well, I don't know if she's pretty, but she was a girl. Okay, now that more of you are here, I'm going to plug my Patreon and then the other shit, so just bear with me real quick. I'm trying to get a game on the Xbox, Outlast, for a series on my YouTube channel. It'd be nice if you guys could help me out, donate for some entertainment on my channel. I have a Patreon, patreon.com/jagtv. I'm going to post in the link in the chats. If you want to donate $1 a month, that'd be fan-fucking-tabulous. Help me get my goals and dreams for just $1. Thank you. What's it called? Prank Call Nation. You know, that network I'm a part of that I never know. They have a Patreon, too, but it's not as fun as mine. Mine's a lot of fun. To be fair, though, you get stickers if you donate $1 to them, so $2! One to me, one to them, yeah? Sounds like a fair deal, right? No? Well, fuck you. Give me all your money. Okay, so yes, thanks in advance. God bless. Carl Sanders does like fun. Let's see, Adam Williams didn't answer. Facundo Solis? Is the person I'm about to call next? You're right, George, with the gra-ta-ta. Oops! I didn't mean to do that. And that's an invalid phone number. Yeah, with that last guy who told me to kill myself, all I said was, hey, is this Siren Alabaster or some shit like that? Maybe I said some stupid shit like that. That might have made him angry. Kill yourself! Shit. And I want to give a huge shout out to Mistress Morgan, who just donated to my Patreon. Love you, Mistress Morgan. I also want to thank Mistress Morgan for doing I don't know how much of this I'm allowed to say, so I'm not going to say much, but she's doing a project for us, for PCN, and thank you for that, and I will say nothing more, because I don't know if we're allowed to. Yes, George, Robin Williams died, but she's just helping us out, and God bless you for that. Yes, Skunky, she's making us a sex tape. That's exactly what's going on. All right. Oh, and by the way, I want to try and send out JagTV stickers and JagTV business cards to any Patreon people. If you don't want me to have your address, just say no thanks. But yes, I want to try and send those out as well. Oh, I just realized something. She donated $6.66. I love you, Morgan. Alright, let's get in a few more calls. Me and Yo Bob are going to hang out. Yeah, Stalin, I owe you some. You donated earlier on. Stalin, just message me on Skype. Robin Williams isn't dead. You're right. Love you, Mistress Morgan. Oops, I didn't mean to open that. I always make fun of people for doing that. I don't know why I do that. No, they do. Ch-ch-ch-ch. Someone else always makes fun of them for doing that, too. It might be Arby or Stacy. That was a long ring. You want to pick up or nah? I guess not. Sick. All right. Aaron Banchode is gone. It wasn't Banchode. It was Bletcher. I tricked you. Copy. David Loyett. I'll do some hang up the phone prank calls, which was 100% my idea. Nobody else thought of that before me. These are my ideas. To be fair, I really did think the Facebook numbers were my idea, but back in the 2000s, I think Brad... Oh, hi, fuck, hang up the phone, motherfucker. Hey, David? 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 Alright, I'll call you back. No, because that involves me hanging up the phone, and you're going to hang up the phone, motherfucker. Alright, I'm going to call Richard while you hang up the phone, okay? You just hang up the phone, and I'll call Richard. You don't want to hear this. You don't have the guts. You motherfucker. Hang up the phone. Who's there? Okay. Hang up the phone, David.
Please leave your message for...
Damn it. Richard didn't answer. You there, David? You didn't even say one word. Uh-oh. This person's in my area code. Well, technically not. Never mind. They're not. This person's in my area code, only the numbers are completely different. They're in my state. That's what I meant to say. Which, I live in
Welcome
the state...
Welcome to Verizon Wire.
I live in the state of... Ha, fuck you, David. You thought you were about to hear. Nah. You're never going to hear that I live in Florida. Oh, shit. Alright, we're going to call Chris Davis. And David hung up. He got what he needed. He's like, yes, this motherfucker's going down. He lives in Florida. I'm on my way. I am Cuban. I'm Mark Cuban. Oh, I wish I was Mark Cuban.
Hello, we are not available now.
I love Mark Cuban. So who is Don Johnson? I felt stupid, but I don't watch TV, and I don't watch the news. My philosophy is I'd rather be ignorant than scared and depressed. That's why I don't watch the news. Especially Fox News. I'm not a Fox watcher. Oh, that explains it. What's up, DZ Jackson? He's the leader of the Illuminati.
Illuminati.
Hello?
Hello?
Why can I
Why
hear myself?
Why can I hear myself?
What?
Are you hacking me, sir? Eddie? Why can I hear myself? Eddie, you motherfucking hacker. Stop hacking me. Hello? Why do these motherfuckers answer but not say anything? You would never like to have as much money as Mark Cuban? George, you could just beat off with the money, like a new $100 bill each day. That'd be hot. You could come. Hey, Eddie? Eddie.
Eddie! Eddie.
Damn it. Alright, one more good call, because I wanted to leave now. But I can't end on that, you know? That's crazy talk. Crazy. Kelvin?
Yes?
Hey, man, what's going on?
Hey, who's this?
Hi, this is John. I live a few blocks away.
John?
Yeah, I was driving home, and I was kind of, you know, I had a little bit of a drink, but I accidentally turned too sharp, and I slammed into your curb, and I want to know what we could do about that to cover my hospital bill.
Wait, what?
Oh, what do you mean, what? Do I need to repeat all that?
I didn't get a word with what you said.
Oh, you probably can't understand me because the motherfucker's in the background.
Because another what?
Never mind. I want to, I was out yesterday. Oh, I wanted to know what we could do about that.
About what?
About me hitting your curb.
You getting my what?
Your curb.
About what?
Do you know what a curb is on the street?
No.
You don't know what a curb
is? No.
It's the thing that separates the street from the grass.
Yeah?
Yeah. You made me slam into yours when I was driving home.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, there was a little bit of an accident. I'm okay, but I need you to cover the damage on my vehicle.
What damage?
From your curb.
What? I don't know what you're talking about. What type of accident you have? Who gave you my phone number?
I have it. I looked it up on White Pages.
From where?
White Pages.
Yeah? I don't know what you're talking about, man, to be honest.
I don't understand. Well, you didn't know what a curb was, so I mean, I guess that's... But, yeah, I need you to cover the damage on my vehicle.
What vehicle?
Vehicle? No, vehicle. My car?
I know, what? Yeah, or yeah. What? What type of damage?
Your curb shouldn't have been there when I was turning, so I need you to cover the damage. It was on my front bumper.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. Sorry.
I'm speaking... What? Do you speak Spanish?
I speak Spanish and English. I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't speak English. I'm telling you that, yo. No offense.
I know. I know what you're talking about, but I have no idea. You got the wrong person, man.
No, I definitely don't.
Yes, you do, man.
No, sir. I just need to know what we can do about this, you know. I don't have insurance. My name's Tyrone.
I don't give a shit.
Man, well, what's your language, please? Please.
You say you have a car and you have no insurance? What you mean? What type of car you got with no insurance?
I have a Porsche.
That's nice.
Thanks,
so
bud.
Go get something from somewhere else.
What do you think, I'm rich? I work at a warehouse. I can't afford that.
I don't give a shit where you work at.
You're a beaner, says George. George said that. I didn't say that. I don't have shit with you. Actually, I do. I need you to pay for my car.
I ain't paying for shit with you, bro. I don't even know who the fuck are you.
Well, your curb was there when it shouldn't have been when I was turning.
I don't give a shit.
Well, it's your
when
curb,
did that
sir.
Happen?
It happened today. I was coming home from work. I had a drink.
Oh, really?
I had a few drinks.
Oh, and... really? What time?
Oh, God. I don't know. It was like 3 hours ago.
3 hours ago, you see? You don't even know who you talking to, bro.
Yes, I do. This is Kelvin.
Nigga, I just got home from work, so...
I'm white.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm white. All right? Why are you calling me
I don't give a shit. You know, if you're going to take any legal action, any type of shit, I don't
call
give
me,
a shit.
Call me a peckerwood or a honky. Don't call me the N-word. What? That doesn't make any sense.
I don't care. I don't got time to talk to you, right, bro?
I will see you in court, then.
Okay, I'll see you wherever you the fuck you want. I don't know what you're talking about,
meet
right?
Meet me at the Walmart bathroom. We'll hang out with Dwight.
Okay, go hang out with your mom over there. Wait for me with your mom, all right?
Dwight's not my mom.
Okay.
Ugh, you take that back. Dwight's my lover.
I don't give a shit.
Well, you're paying for this, damn it.
Okay, I'm okay.
Okay.
Take any legal action you want. I don't give a shit.
I'm glad we settled. Right? I'm glad we settled that it's your fault and you're paying for it.
No problem. I don't know what you're talking about, so I don't care. All right, bro. I've got no time for you.
So go ahead with your credit card number then.
What?
Well, you said you were gonna pay for it, so.
Nigga, I got no fucking time for you, right?
Work. Right. Well, you gotta pay for it. It's a verbal agreement. He's gone. He said he was gonna pay for it. Oh, what an idiot. Who doesn't know what... I mean, I know he doesn't speak very good English, but who doesn't know what a curb is? Right? Alright, let me get a hold of Yo Bob real quick. Find out what's going on. Past the Dochi on the left-hand side. You getting on or... Nah. I guess I'm going to keep going on until he's ready. If that's alright with you guys, if you're like, nah, I'm sick of this shit. Yeah, I'll meet him at the Home Depot. Yeah, you're right, Sloth. I make Yo Bob do all the work. Is that from a song? I don't remember. Alright, that was kind of funny. So, I'm going to keep that recording, and now he owes... If I ever get into an accident, he's going to pay for it, because it's a verbal agreement. So, that's cool. Now I'm gonna do that same idea, which is my idea. Nobody thought of that idea.
The person you are calling cannot accept calls at this time.
Alright. I'm gonna step it up a little bit, make it a little more bizarre, see how far I can go with it. Like, how Arby... He stole my idea, but how Arby said he was in a helicopter. Or was that Neon? I don't remember. Whoever it was, they stole my idea. That I definitely came up with first. Uh-oh, somebody else pledged. I'm going to have to give them a shout-out. Let me go to my page. It said phone. But I don't know if that's correct.
Correct. You've reached the voicemail of Jimmy Hammond. I'm on...
Shh, don't speak. Brad, Phone Losers of America. Thank you. You pledged $1.02. Alright, since he did that, it was his idea. I stole it from him. What's up, Fletcher Munson? You add me on Skype. I don't know what your Skype name is. It's JagTV. It was his idea. I stole it. Ugh. Big shout out to all you guys. Thank you. Who's there? Damn, Fletcher! Stop! Okay, so Jimmy didn't answer. You guys remember that call I did? No, that was the hang up the phone call. I was like, my name's Jimmy! For some reason, that got me laughing. And you're thinking, Jag, why are you an asshole laughing at your own prank calls? Because I'm a fucking asshole, alright? Let's see, this is David Patterson. Why does that sound familiar? Fletcher, I'll add you real quick.
Hello?
Hey, I just said your name too, I forget. David, how's it going, man? Sorry about that,
It's going.
Cool, cool. Yeah, I have a little bit of an issue, man. I live about a block away from you, and what happened was me and my buddies were going on a kayaking trip, and we were returning home from it, and I decided that I wanted to ride on top of the car inside of the kayak, and the kayak came undone, and it fell into your yard, and I kind of scraped up my elbow, and I wanted to know how we could pay for the medical bills.
Where do I live?
I'm sorry?
Where do I live?
Oh, hell, I don't know. You're just around the
then
block.
Then you got the wrong number.
No, this is David Patterson, right? God damn it, he's too smart for me. I didn't think they would be that smart to ask that. That's the bad thing. I'm calling... Actually, here, since we're going to be doing these calls for a few until Yo Bob, I'm going to actually pull up White Pages. That'll be better. People, let's search for the last name. Sanders. Shout out to Carl Sanders. And we're searching in this state that I will not say the name of. Okay, this is a... Andrea Sanders. It's like Neon and
Carl made a baby. That's hot. Copy. I'm trying to think of new scenarios that aren't, like, way out there. But I thought of one that's way out there. And then I'll call that number in a sec, mistress. I have one that's way out there, and they're probably just going to hang up, but I'm going to try it. If they answer. I trust you, Mistress Morgan, but I'm going to do a search on that number. Because I do a search on all numbers. Ah, what do we have here? It's a police station in Florida. Busted. I'm just kidding, it's not. Invalid phone number. Who was it who called a police station? Invalid phone number. Who was it that called a police station? Someone gave someone else a number and they called a police station. It was recent. Invalid. It says it's invalid, Mistress Morgan. Maybe I copied it wrong. What are you talking about, George? Oh, that was Brad. Yeah, that was funny. George, Neon's real name is Emily. I'll try again. Maybe I'm retarded, Mistress Morgan. Maybe I copied it wrong. Copy. And poor Aussie... Yeah, it's invalid. That's weird. Poor Aussie Jack. He was trying to get me Hold on, sorry. I was reading the chat. He's trying to give me some Skype credit so I can call, like, Australia or whatever. And, he was frustrated as hell because they kept declining. And I just said, I'm doing a charity show sometime. Save your money for that. Dr. Unk got some Russian numbers right on. Yeah, I don't know, Mr. Morgan. Mr. Morgan? Mistress Morgan. Alright, they didn't answer. I want to try this bizarre scenario. I don't know why. I know exactly what's going to happen. You guys know exactly what's going to happen. I guess it's that off chance that they believe me. Which they're not going to. I don't know why I'm even doing that. You want to ring?
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Sanders. Hello?
No, it's Sanders. Who?
Hi, how's it going? My name's Rim. I live a few streets down. There's a problem. I live off of 26th Street.
Hold on.
Okay.
Untie that bar. This bar. I can't stretch it.
What? What?
Huh? What happened? I need to stretch it for my ear.
Okay, hello?
Hi, how's it going, Mr. Sanders?
Okay.
Hi, my name's Rim. I live on 26th Street, just around the block. There's a little bit of a problem today. I was working on a space shuttle today for launch, and my pant leg got caught in the door.
You want to play games, whoever this is.
They took off, and I fell into your yard, and I got injured. So I want to know how you can pay for the medical bills.
How I can pay for your medical bills.
Yeah, it was your yard, so I figure you were liable for it.
In my yard?
Yes.
Where at?
I'm sorry?
Where at in my yard?
Oh, just in the front. I landed on my elbow, and it kind of got scraped open.
Where's my yard?
On 4th Street? 14th Street?
On 14th Street? Nope, you got the wrong house.
Amherst Way or something. I don't know. It says like...
Amherst Way?
It says like 14 different places here, so I don't know which one to choose, but it was at your house.
Oh, you got 14 different listings for me.
Yeah, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Do you move a lot, or?
Huh. But it was at my house? How do you know it was my house?
Well, because it was your house. Can you tell that kid to shut up? Holy motherfucker.
Oh, wow.
What?
You are serious, huh?
Yes.
I tell you what, you little asshole. Just get off the fuck my phone.
Get off
the phone.
Get off.
Find out who this is and beat their fucking ass.
Get off the fuck my phone. That's English. He was all cool until I talked shit about his kid. Get off the fuck my phone. I didn't want to say it exploded, Carl. Because we would have those people saying, oh my god, you said explosion to somebody. Don't do that. I'm calling back. What did he say? Get off my... I don't remember. It didn't make sense. What is this? What's going on? Why is he not picking up? Well, that was definitely not the reaction I expected. Oh yeah, he's calling the police, I think. He says busy. I'm getting a little nervous, guys. I think I'm going to be able to buy the Outlast game, and I'm really scared of it. I really don't want to, but I will. No, I... Hold on. Alright, I'm about tired with this stupid shit. Alright, we are calling. None of these people have numbers. Emily Sanders. So two times tonight I got threatened. Kill yourself! Oh, if I find out who the fuck you are, I'm gonna beat your ass. Alright, or I'm gonna hurt you, or whatever.
A number that is no longer in service.
Oh, right on. Ernest E. Sanders. All right, hold on. Oh, he's not online. Hello? Ernest? Okay. Call again. Get off the fuck my phone. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Hey, Ernest, what's going on?
Yeah, who is it?
Hey, it's Josh. I'm from, I live on 33rd Court.
There's
a problem that we have. What happened was I was going swimming in Blue Heron Lake, and my trunks got a little bit of sand in them, so when I went to take them off, I accidentally lost them down your storm drain, and I need you to buy me some new shorts.
Buy you some new shorts?
Yes, sir, since it was on your property and all.
No, you're talking to the wrong person.
No.
No, you have the wrong number.
What's up with all you motherfuckers in all your houses, man?
Do you move? Go to hell.
What the fuck, man? Why do you got 20 listings? I need to pay more attention. These people have, like, so many houses. Okay. Get off the fuck my phone. Alright, I can't call people with 20 houses. That's not gonna work. This person has 6 houses. What's going on? Why does it have so many listings? I don't understand. What am I, from the South? I don't understand. This person has 3! Alright, they're all the same, though, so we're fine there. We're good. We're Gucci, as the kids say. Try again? Hold on, sorry. Alright. Here we go. Hold on. I'm about to do another one of those raps. I just gotta wait a second. Those raps. Crap. You guys like that? Or nah? It's fun doing that. Everyone's confused as fuck. Alright, let's see. Let's do a few more. Yo Bob hasn't contacted me. I'm gonna go till 9. Because I want to do some more stuff in Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. George doesn't have time to twerk. Terry's the one who didn't pick up. It was a bunch of beeping. Fuck you, Kyler730. You sick bastard. Get off the fuck my phone. Alright, so there's no Sanders have any phones list. Oh, this person's 18 to 24. Maybe this person will actually understand me. Who's there? Who's outside my house? It's a SWAT team. Control. Why isn't this not ringing?
Sorry, you have reached
a... I'm sorry. Okay, let's look here. Crap, I'm trying to... Yeah.
Fuck.
Put your hands up!
Oh, shit.
That was video of Colorado police raiding an online gamer on a fake emergency.
It's a fucking news thing. Damn it. I almost tricked you guys. Alright, let's call one more person. One more mofoca. Thanks, Carl. Yeah, Patricia didn't answer, so let's try Kathy Sanders. Copy. Yeah, you're right. Hey, Sloth, I'm coming over to your house, by the way, to next week. We're going to hang and skate a little. So, I'll see you then.
Hello?
Hey, Mrs. Sanders?
No, you have the wrong number.
Wait. This isn't Kathy?
No.
Wank.
Linda.
Linda.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have a... Do you live on 9920?
Nope.
Why is that number listed, then? You don't know a Kathy Sanders?
No.
Oh, I guess hang up the fucking phone, then.
Okay.
Alright, bye. That's weird. I hate it when I'm mean to somebody and they're really nice back. Just like, oh, okay. No, I'm just kidding. I really don't care. Teehee.
Hello. Please leave.
You're trying to rebuild contacts? That's hot. Ugh. I want one more to work, yo. That didn't count. Derek Sanders. I'm pretty sure I know a Derek Sanders. No, that's... Never mind. What's love got to do with it?
Hello?
Hey, Mrs. Sanders?
Uh-huh.
Hey, how's it going? My name's Derek. I live on the street over from you guys. There's a problem.
What's that?
Oh, well, what happened was I was jogging, and a pack of wild coyotes came out and bit me, and I fell onto your curb, and I scraped up my elbow, so I'm gonna need to, I need to know how we're gonna settle this with the hospital bills and all that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I was jogging on your sidewalk, and I fell on it pretty much.
I don't have a sidewalk.
Well, right in front of your house, I meant, like the pavement. And I'm pretty sure y'all are liable for that, since it was in your property.
No, you ain't been on my property. I ain't got no sidewalk on my property.
You ain't got no sidewalk?
Nope.
Well, ma'am, how big are your areolas then?
What?
Well, I need to figure out how we're going to cover this medical bill.
That's your problem, not mine.
That's not my problem. It was on your sidewalk.
I told you I don't have a sidewalk.
Well, I saw the sidewalk because I fell on it and scraped my elbow.
Well, I'm sorry. We don't have coyotes. You don't even know where I live.
Yeah, I do know where you live.
Where?
You live on 1740.
Nope.
1700 Main Street.
Nope.
Yeah.
We don't have no coyotes. Hold on a second.
You ain't got no sidewalk.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing good.
Doing good.
What you need, what you want.
Oh, I was just calling to compliment you guys on your front yard. I was jogging by. On your front yard. I was jogging by, and I appreciate the work you guys are doing out there.
Yeah, you ain't. I don't even live by the. Where was you jogging at?
Oh, yeah, I was jogging by your house.
by my house.
Yeah, I was jogging on the street.
On the street?
What's she talking about? She said something about coyotes. I don't understand that. I just wanted to compliment you guys' front yard.
We ain't got, well, hell, we ain't got nothing but grass in it.
You ain't got a front yard either?
Well, what?
You're gonna have to call the law. I'm just complimenting on your front yard. Why am I getting called the law?
When did you jog by?
About 2 hours ago.
Yeah, where were you jogging at?
I was jogging on Main.
On 129.
Yeah.
Somewhere around. You can't even see my yard from 129.
Well, I was jogging on Main.
I'm fixing to call the law.
I fought the law and the law won, sort of like that, right? But no, I was just complimenting your front yard. Why is she calling the law?
Yeah, that's...
What?
Anyway.
With the pudding and the pops. Yeah, huh? So what's she going on about, man? I was just complimenting your yard.
My yard?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Nah, it's just a compliment. Just you say thank you, and then we go on our day. We don't call the police for that reason.
I don't know if you might call the cops.
Why? But I just complimented your yard. I didn't mean to offend anybody with the compliment of the beautiful yard, the grass, the nice little
grass. Yeah,
well,
that ain't my yard you're talking about.
I think it is.
No, you don't know it ain't.
Well, we on private property up here. Well,
I didn't know it was private property. I was jogging in the woods, and I came out, and I was like, where am I? And then I vlogged about it on my channel.
You were jogging in the woods?
Yeah, I was just looking at the nature, and I came out of some brush. And I'm pretty sure it was on Main Street. It was near there, at least. I know it was this one.
Well, if you was on my property, you were trespassing.
I didn't know, though. I just wanted to compliment your yard.
Yeah.
I didn't mean no trouble. Trouble. Yeah, I just wanted a compliment.
Where are you from anyway?
I was on a spirit quest.
Huh?
I was on a spirit quest.
Spirit quest?
Yeah. I'm a Native American.
Yeah. Where are you from?
I'm sorry?
Where are you from? Where do you live at?
I'm in Bell.
You in Bell? What's your name?
My name's John.
John.
Yes. I'm pretty sure we're neighbors. I live close to the woods.
Yeah.
I live at that casino near there.
You live where at?
I live in that casino.
In that casino?
No, what? No, it's in a house that we all live at. Me and my brothers.
Yeah.
We get intimate. But, yeah, I was just walking in the woods. I didn't mean no harm.
Yeah. All right. Where are you at right now?
I'm in the woods still.
You still in the woods?
Yeah, I'm lost.
Yeah, well, she gonna call the cops, I think, and check
things out. That's fine, but I just need to find my house. I wanted to compliment you guys. I don't know why you're gonna call the police, because I'm trying to help. I'm trying to find my way home.
Yeah.
I didn't mean no harm. Tell her I apologize if I meant any harm.
Yeah. All right.
You guys sound like a pretty nice family. I didn't mean any harm.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I got my brother here. He's coming. His name's Yo Bob. He's my brother. We're in the woods together. Here, you can talk to him. Yo Bob.
What's up?
Hey, man. This is we're talking to Mrs. Sanders right now. I was talking to you about their yard, how wonderful it looks.
Miss Saunders?
Dude, that was like hilarious. That's going on YouTube for sure.
Laughing?
I called these people and she answered, "Hey, hello!" And then I was like, "Hello!" And I was saying that I jogged, a pack of coyotes came out of the woods and I fell on her sidewalk and she's liable for it. And then he got on the phone and I said, "I just complimented your yard. We're calling them back."
What? She believed you?
I think they did. She kept saying, "I'm gonna call the law."
God. That's funny.
Hello?
Hey, how's it going? I didn't mean no harm, ma'am. I'm just trying to find my way home.
Well, I don't know where you're at.
I'm in the woods.
Out in the woods where?
I'm not sure. I just remember stumbling across your property and saying, damn, that's nice. And I wanted to compliment you guys because I'm a nice person.
Well, I don't know where. I don't know. Are you in my yard?
No, ma'am. I didn't mean any harm. I didn't mean to trespass. I was just lost. I was on my spirit quest with my brother here, and I got lost.
I don't know what a spirit quest is.
Oh, well, it's Native American. We gotta go in the woods with our socks and shoes off until we see our spirit animal.
Well, I don't know where I don't know where you're at now.
Oh, we usually live at that little casino. It's in that guy's house off of Main Street. We're just trying to find our way home.
Oh, I don't know where you're at, so I can't help you.
Oh, well, I didn't... You don't need to call the law. Because if I fight the law, then the law won.
Well, I mean, you don't need to be calling people and telling them that they need to pay your doctor bill. If you're,
well,
if you're on private property...
Who's going to pay it, though? My elbow hurts.
Well, now, I don't know that, because you're... I mean, if you're on my property, you're trespassing.
Well, that's what I told your son there. I didn't mean no harm. I just wanted to try and get help.
Well, I don't know about that, because I don't know where you're at.
Well, your son was fine with it. He told me that it was okay.
No, he didn't tell you it was okay to trespass.
No, I told him I didn't mean to trespass.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can't help you with no doctor bill, because I don't have no money either.
My mama's having chest pains.
And you're out in the woods.
Yeah, I have a GPS, and I typed in cunt, and it led me to your house, so I was trying to find a way out.
Well, how did you get my telephone number?
I use White Pages.
I still don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what White Pages is?
No, I don't.
It's www.meetspin.com. Just go to that website if you got to layer that newfangled computer technology.
So.
But, yeah, ma'am, I just wanted to compliment. All in all, I just wanted to compliment your yard. I didn't mean trouble.
Well, I mean, you know, if you don't know way, you need to call the cops and tell them you're in the woods somewhere.
Oh, but I don't have my cell phone with me. I can't call them.
Well, how are you calling me?
Well, ma'am, I found this. It's not even a cell phone. What number even came up? Yeah.
How are you talking to me without a cell phone?
I'm not entirely sure myself right now. I'm on a spirit walk, so I'm full of morphine and some herbs that I found, so I'm not sure what's going on, ma'am.
I don't either, but it sounds like you need to go somewhere besides around where I'm at.
Yeah, sounds like I need to find myself a church, doesn't it?
You need to find somebody, something.
I need it, yo.
Before something does happen.
But I'm not going to hold you guys. I'll pay
because,
my own hospital.
I've got real close connection with the law. And
so do I, ma'am. My third cousin's Officer Retard. He works in the station. But, yeah, I don't mean any trouble with you, you know.
Yeah. Well... I've got up security cameras all around my house.
Oh.
So, I can see what's going on, so.
Oh, yeah, so you're all set, you know. I need to get me some of that. I need to get me, where'd you get them at?
I don't want no trouble, that's all I know.
I don't want no trouble.
You just better find your way out and go home, go somewhere.
I knew you were trouble when you walked in, though, you know.
Because you don't want to meet up with my son, I can tell you that.
I don't want to. Actually, maybe I do because you guys sound like a wonderful family.
No,
want to trespass.
Well, I don't want no trouble, so.
Nah, we don't need no trouble. You know, Taylor Swift, she's got all the trouble. We don't need any.
Okay. Well, then you find your way home.
I thank you. Pray for me, okay?
All right, bye.
All right, God bless.
Mm-hmm.
Officer Retard.
I didn't want to interrupt that beautiful conversation.
That was probably the best thing I've ever done.
Oh my god, that was hilarious.
That wasn't her son, that was her husband. Why did she...
Wait, what?
That was her husband, and I said, your son, she's like, that's not my... And then she, at the end, she said, you don't want to meet my son.
Yeah, my son.
All right, I need to mark where the show that is. That's an hour and 50 minutes. Okay, I got to put that one on YouTube. That was hilarious. I don't want any trouble.
God.
Oh, that's awesome. So what's up?
Not much. Oh, God.
What?
Hold on a second.
Okay. Tell those kids to shut the fuck up.
I will.
Alright, I'm adding them to my contacts. I know I shouldn't, but I'm going to. I'm naming them the L-A-A-W-H. The LOL. Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I said I'll be RP.
Oh, they said, can you hear me? Okay, let's see. That was hilarious. We don't have coyotes around here. Oh, motherfucker. Alright. Let's call. I don't know how much longer I want to do this. I'm getting tired. I need to get my eyes away from the computer. I have those pussy eyes. We're calling a Deborah Sanders. God. The only thing that would have made that better is if that woman was screaming, I'm Mrs. Sanders. Oops. I put him on hold. Didn't mean to do that. There we go. Add to call. Deborah Sanders. So, Patreon people, let me know if you want some business cards. JAG TV business cards. The front, if you want me to sign them, I will. They're not that big of a deal, but I mean, I want to give you something for contributing.
Hello?
Hey, Mrs. Sanders. How's it going?
Oh, this is not Mrs. Sanders, and she doesn't live here anymore.
Oh.
Evidently, she lived in this house before I moved in because
yeah.
of her calls.
Yeah, I was her old boyfriend.
Do you know
where she lives now?
No, honey, I never even met the lady.
Oh, I'm her sugar daddy. I'm 20 years old. But you sound pretty cute.
Oh, no, honey. I'm very, 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 very old, so don't worry about that.
No, that's okay. That's what I'm for.
All right, but I'm sorry she's not here, but I really don't know where you can call or find her. I really don't.
Okay.
All right, okay. All right, bye-bye.
Bye, cutie. These are a bunch of old people.
I always come in on the awkwardness shit.
Yeah, you do. I'm going to call the other number listed as this. Maybe that's the real Deborah. So apparently she's getting calls before. Like that. Ask her about her pussy lips. You in the chat, yo, Bob?
Yeah, Mixler.
Where are you?
Are you in pre-CN chat?
No, I don't remember the link.
That's where it's at.
Give me the linky, I'll come.
I'll send you the linky. So what are we doing tonight? Sex?
Old
and
people.
Lots of it? Hmm?
Old people.
Oh, yes. Oh, I got threatened twice.
Probably
today.
Some mail order Russians.
Probably, yeah. I got threatened twice. I called somebody and said, he had a weird name, like, oh, here it is. Hey, I said, hey, is your name Siren Nalabaster? Some stupid shit like that. And he's like, why don't you kill yourself, you motherfucker? Or something like that.
It was crazy. All angry.
Like, I really didn't say anything that mean to him. Nova.
Lord Voldemort.
Do the one where you play the gunshots during the call. Okay. You mean that thing that's not a huge deal that was made a huge deal yesterday? Okay.
Wah.
It was a long story.
Long story short.
Long story 69. Short.
69.
Long story short.
420 Blaz.
420 Blaz. So one of my coworkers today, Tom, I told you about him, right?
God damn it. What about Tom?
All of a sudden, he comes up to me and says... What I texted you, he said, pass the dochi on the left-hand side.
I had no idea what was going on. I think I was in class.
I didn't know if you knew what that meant, but... He's a 50-year-old man, and he randomly... Because we do... When it's 420, I always scream, fuck... Or I always... When the Christians aren't there, I always scream, fucking blaze!
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Enigma says you put in the wrong password.
I know I did. I'm aware. I'm trying to figure out the real one. Just bear with me.
Oh, it's a song? Okay. Yeah, me and him always go Blaze when it's 420.
Tomfoolery.
Right. Yo, Bob, wrong password.
Yo, Bob has Down syndrome, so don't worry.
Who is this? I don't know who I'm calling.
What is my password? I'm going to figure it out, though.
Please leave your...
Oh, God. I hurt my voice talking like that. I want to try... Let's try to call Puppy Dog Girl again. I really want her to answer. She probably knows...
Trail Dad.
What?
Trail Dad.
What about him?
Damn it. Wait. Oh, that is the password.
So are you and Metal Man dating yet?
Yeah.
Nice.
Fucked in the ass.
Oh.
Hey, Metal. He gave me some silver.
Hey, Nova, it says that the link's not a real link.
Hi, it's Alicia. Sorry, I couldn't answer the phone right now, but I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks, have a nice day.
See you, Enigma.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Alright, that's it. Anytime, Enigma, anytime. My pleasure. Alright, Nova, what's going on with Nova?
Nice.
Yeah. I gotta give a big shout out to Nova because he's the reason for the past 20 shows that I've done because I've been using his list. I know it's a long shot, but is the game still available? So he's selling some sort of game. Or we're selling some sort of game. You want to take this one? There's not much to go on because I can't read the Craigslist ad Nova made.
Just go. We'll double team him. What is happening? We're selling something?
Yeah.
Or he is.
We are.
Apparently. We're selling something, or he's buying.
We're selling Black Ops 2.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 310.
Looks like that motherfucker doesn't want these. Alright. Yvonne, is the game still available? If so, please call me. I'll call you.
Yvonne. Bitch? Is that a bitch name?
Yes. Let me call you back. Where's Yo Bob? He sounds a little muffled. Talk? Talk.
What?
Okay, that's better. You sounded really muffled for some reason. I don't know why.
Probably because I was muffling.
Probably.
You know.
Muffling.
I was muffling.
Call.
Are you sick?
My throat feels weird.
Can't. Alright, see ya.
I've got a bullet.
I have to get off this call before I get infected.
Right.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going, Yvonne?
Who?
Yvonne.
Who's this?
This is Titface. I'm selling that Call of Duty game that you need. On Craigslist.
Oh, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
This is Yvonne.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I got my boy Yobob here. It's actually his game. He's my son. He's selling it. I'm teaching him to be an entrepreneur.
Yes. I'm kind of busy right now with the family.
Now or never, you know what I mean? We got to get this shit done. It's business. You know what I mean? I'm trying to be like Donald Trump here.
Yeah, not right now, sorry.
It's, man, we business, you know?
You don't want the game, mate?
Yeah, sorry.
We need this business. Let me talk to some kids or something, man. We can try and sell them the game.
What, man?
Let me talk to some kids, man. We'll sell them the game if you don't want it.
Oh, I'm with the family right now.
Oh, just let me talk to any of them. I'll sell them the game. I'm a good salesman.
Yeah, I'm sorry, dude. I'm really busy.
Man, you need this, you know, business.
Yeah, sorry.
This game is life-changing. You won't need your family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. I'll call you back.
Okay. Business. Damn, I guess he doesn't want it.
He stayed on the phone a long time from being busy.
Uh-oh. Live show, party time show. Is Matt going on?
Get reaped.
Is Matt going on? Oh, well. If you guys are sick and tired of me, we're probably getting off in a little bit anyways. Go watch Matt. Or go listen to Matt.
Who? Hillock?
Matt fucking Hillock. So Yvonne was not interested. Let's try M. Perez.
Perez? Where have I heard that from?
President.
Yeah, that's definitely.
That's it. That makes sense.
Good one, dude. That's it. You got it. Spot on.
Threatened to rape his kids with a bomb. Good idea.
Rape them with a bomb?
Yes.
Be hot.
It's a great idea.
Like a little stick of C4. You can stuff them like a turkey.
Your call has been forwarded to it.
Oh, well. I would say let's not end on that, but we had a few great calls tonight.
Nobody wants game, mate.
Nobody wants it. I got shit to do, very important business shit to take care of.
A.K.A. drug deals.
Right. Sloth already knew. He guessed that you were getting the drugs for me.
No, I can't admit to that.
True. True. It's all just jokes.
It's just for fun.
Yes, it's just for funsies.
Except when it's not.
Right.
Except when you have to kill people, but I don't do that, right?
No, I don't particularly like killing people, but I'm very good at it.
No, but you don't do that, though.
Right.
Yeah. I do. No, wait, no, I don't.
No. Nah.
What?
I watch Matthew Brown.
Very closely.
Yes.
Do these guys know about Matthew Brown?
No, and they will not know about that.
They do now.
They're not going to be able to find it.
Surprise.
Motherfuck. Surprise. All right. Thank you guys for listening, and I'll see you next time.
Squeaky.
All right. Right on. Thanks for being on the whole show.
You're welcome, Dad. I supported you. I came in for the alley-oop at the end. And did nothing.
Oh, well. All right, so what are the plans tonight?
Yeah.
Are we going to kill those people?
Ooh.
All the people that you're talking about. We're going to get the drugs.
Actually, I'm just going to get off and go to bed. That is it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, see ya.
Yeah, man. We got to get up early tomorrow.
I have to get up really early, like probably like 2 a.m.
I have to get up at least 2 p.m.
At least 2 p.m. at the latest.
At least 2:30. I work at 3:30.
I have to get up at 2 a.m., so it's pretty close.
Yeah, yeah. So Stinky in the chat room just asked what that Matthew Brown thing was. If I was still live right now, I would tell him don't worry about it.
I'm still in the chat room. He didn't say anything.
Yeah, he did.
Wait, why was I disconnected from the IRC network?
Oh, it does that sometimes. Nobody knows why.
You just reloaded or what?
Yeah. Alright, I guess since we're not on the air, I can tell you, I can talk shit, right?
You don't like Matthew Brown.
I hate Skunky.
You don't like Matt Hillock.
Nah, fuck Matt Hillock. I hate all these people.
Lil Bobby.
Fletcher Munson sucks. I don't like Carl Sanders. Nova, I hate Nova. Sloth, well, I love Sloth. Me and him are gay together. Mistress Morgan, ugh, she's the worst. I hate her so much.
Skunky smells like Skunky.
Ugh, Mistress Morgan, ugh.
I like the smell of skunk, though.
Ugh. Ugh. So I should probably turn off the Mixler, right?
Uh-huh. AIDS.
I didn't want to pull that same, like, joke, really, because I already did it. It was a success. You don't do things twice.
Don't do drugs. Do drugs. Except do them.
Do them. Yeah, Mistress Morgan, I love her to death.
Nah.
Nah.
Not what he tells me. One more fucking.
Oh, one more time. Patreon.com/JackTV. Help me get that stupid game.
Don't.
Do it.
Subscribe.
Today.
And donate to my charity, aka my food.
Yo Bob on DVD. Buy it.
Buy it, and it supports my stomach. It's a good cause.
Yeah.
It doesn't get fed very much, so, you know.
True. Just ramen, right?
Just ramen every day. That's all I can afford, so a couple dollars will go a long way.
All right, you guys are the best for listening and donating. Thank you so much. Love you all, and goodbye. All right, we're really off the air now.
Should I believe you?
I wouldn't believe me, because I'm now just hitting exit.